Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch, Matt Douglas with you, taking you up to 5 o'clock today. Time now for us to return to the hotline. Our next guest is an award-winning radio personality, author, musician, photographer, and DJ. She's the author of the book Rock and Roll Woman, the 50 Fiercest Female Rockers Celebrating Women Who Rock. Meredith Oakes joining us now on the hotline. Meredith, thank you so much for the time. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We are doing very well today. And boy, I want to get into this book. You cover a lot of ground here as the book details 50 different artists and bands. What was your approach to kind of detailing someone's life and career into such a short chapter?
That was not easy to do. I mean, a lot of these artists have been around for a long time. And so you can't condense 60 or 50 or even, you know, 10 years into 1,000 words. So I tried to pick some anecdotes. I've interviewed a lot of these artists, and I tried to pick a story that would sort of get the reader into the rest of their life and career and explore their impact on rock and roll.
Well, and you kind of kickstart things here with Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and then you end about seven decades later with Brittany Howard of the Alabama Shakes. Is there any significance to having those two kind of bookending all of these stories?
Absolutely. Even before I chose the 50, I knew that that was going to be the first chapter and the last chapter. It's a beautiful arc on which to hang the rest of the stories. I mean, you have Rosetta Tharpe, who was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by Brittany Howard this year. And you're playing gospel, playing jazz, taking sacred music into the secular and secular into the sacred, and inspiring Elvis and Tina Turner and Johnny Cash and so many people, and yet relatively unknown. There's a great book about her by a woman named Gail Wald. She had her own postage stamp in 1998, but, you know, not a lot of people know her still, and that's wrong. And then you have Brittany Howard of the Alabama Shakes, who almost channels Rosetta Tharpe on stage. I mean, just plays the same guitar, sort of looks toward the sky like Rosetta did, even wears a cape like Rosetta did. So, and is certainly vocally, you can hear the connection and the deep roots of rock and roll with those two.
Well, and speaking of connections, you know, when we've had writers on, we've had authors on the show in the past, it just seems like kind of connecting the dots is one thing that can be a very, very difficult part of the process when you're putting a book together and keeping that reader connected. You know, what are some of the narrative threads that kind of connect all the women in the book?
Oh, gosh, there were so many. I mean, the fundamental one, I guess, was that they all kind of had to fight their way in, that at some point or many points they were told no. Record labels, promoters told Pat Benatar, you will never sell out an arena. She sells out Madison Square Garden a few months later. Chrissy Hynde, all of her friends were getting famous in the punk rock explosion of the 70s. It took her longer, but by the time she put a band together, it was like the greatest band, and they made one of the most unique and innovative-sounding albums ever, the Pretenders' first album. So they all struggled, and they all had to fight their way in.
Well, and the struggle's really kind of part of what makes the story so unique, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people don't write great music when they're happy most of the time.
Sure.
So I guess there's the upside to that.
Again, we are being joined here on the hotline by Meredith Oakes. She's the author of Rock and Roll Women, the 50 Fiercest Female Rockers Celebrating Women Who Rock. She's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, what is it specifically that inspired you to write a book about rock and roll women?
Well, there hasn't been a book like this in about 20 years. And I just thought that was kind of outrageous. And then when I started to look into it, the beginning of the new millennium, there, despite all the women in rock stuff in the 90s and all the articles written, and I was one of the people writing them, rock was not a more hospitable place for women, and there were kind of few who were breaking through in the early aughts. So I felt it was high time for this to be, and I don't think that we can give these women enough props for their contributions to culture and to music and everything else they did, kicking down doors for women in all fields.
Well, Meredith, you covered a lot of ground. You've got a pretty interesting background. We talked about that when we brought you in. Radio personality, author, musician, photographer, and DJ. I mean, you've worked and played in rock bands in so many different forms and fashions. How did those experiences help you put this book together?
Well, I toured with a lot of different bands. I've had my own bands. I've picked up a bass and toured in other people's bands and seen a lot of the country that way and from that level. And that really helps you communicate. I mean, because you understand the lifestyle. And no matter how glamorous it is for any rock and roller, being on the road is difficult. I mean, it's like an hour or two of glory. And I heard Joe Walsh say this the other day. I mean, Joe Walsh, what an exalted life that guy lives. He's like, yeah, it's 2 hours, great, and the rest of the day sucks. And I mean, that's touring. So you kind of, it helped me understand the pathos, I guess. And also it helped me doing interviews when I met these folks. And just in general, as a person who's been collecting records and CDs my whole life, I know a lot about music, and I think that musicians, we may separate it out into genres, but musicians don't, and they always appreciate talking with someone who knows a lot about a lot of different kinds of music.
And certainly, I think, because you spent so much time with a lot of these bands and you've kind of lived that lifestyle, I would imagine there's a lot of relatable material there as well, because as you detailed there, talking about Joe Walsh with the 2 hours being awesome, the rest of the day not being as pleasant, you get a chance to really get to know someone when you tour with someone, whether you're spending time with that person on the plane or on the bus or just kind of waiting for the show to start. I would think that a lot of that experience helps you in writing a book like this as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, have you ever taken a road trip with someone you found unbearable? I mean, multiply that by months, and then, you know, now you know why bands break up. But yeah, it's a rough road, no matter what level you're at. And that definitely helped me understanding the lifestyle and the compulsion to do it. I mean, people really love music who play music. They, in some cases, artists will tell you, I had no other choice. I had no plan B. I had to do this.
And also, you know, selfishly, since I'm in the radio business, without question, you know, being a radio DJ, being a radio personality, how did those elements specifically help you put this book together?
Well, I mean, as a talk show host, I hosted a talk show for 12 and a half years, and I got to interview everyone. I mean, actors, directors, athletes, and tons of musicians. So, I mean, it really just extended the work that I had started doing as a journalist, you know, became a broadcast journalist.
And definitely, I think that also that certainly helps. I think it helps you to tell the story as well. And again, you're telling a lot of stories in this book as well, covering 50 different artists and bands. In your opinion, Meredith, has rock and roll become more of a hospitable place for some of these female artists, or at least better than it was, say, 20, 25 years ago?
I think that the performance side, it's better for the performers. I'm not so sure about the technical side, and I hope that that this book in part inspires women to not only play music, but think about the recording side. Think about becoming an engineer. Think about becoming a sound person or a producer. I mean, there are some, but I hope that increases. Although I did read a really encouraging study the other day. Fender Guitar just released a study that about half of new guitar purchases are made by young female players. So I think we're definitely headed in the right direction.
Yeah, no question about that. I think when people get exposed to the engineering side or the technical side, it certainly opens their eyes to see just how much goes into putting that final product together. Meredith, we know you're very busy, so we certainly appreciate the time very much. Thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck and continued success with the book.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Again, that's Meredith Oakes joining us here. Check out her new book, Rock and Roll Women, the 50 Fiercest Female Rockers Celebrating Women Who Rock. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I will return right after this here on AM 930 WEOL.